It's time!
The shot broken up in front, and what a slick backhand try right in front of Chris Mason. And now the quick pass down the middle, breaking in, and the backhand stop by Chris Mason. And Marlowe with a 2-on-1, a 3-on-1, and what a stop by Mason. Chichu right in front, and what a stop on Ekblom by Mason.
And goal! Number 3, Chris Mason!
Always, Chris Mason joins us now on the program presented by Coleman Tractor, Tennessee's largest Kubota dealer. C-Mace, my friend, how we doing?
I'm doing great. I'm just out running errands right now and currently just trying to drop off lunch to my demanding high schooler. So I'm just waiting out in front of her school right now. So
well, that's nice.
Good things.
Nice of you for sure. So watching UC Saros last night, I mean, the last two games for the Predators that they've won, I think you can obviously give him all the credit. He was the number one star last night. It feels like he's starting to get dialed in and becoming the juice that we all know and love. But, you know, when you struggle out of the gates sometimes as a goaltender, what are some things that you try to do to get right mentally so you can overcome some of those things?
Well, I find when you struggle as a goaltender – it's a rare position, and you can't go out and necessarily make anything happen, no matter if you're feeling good or you're struggling. You have to wait until it comes to you. And I think, you know, from my experience, when you do get in a little bit of a funk or a rut, you know, you want to go out that next game and you try so hard. You want to, you know, go out and make something happen and play well and try to attack the game. And I think when you do that as a goaltender, it can work, you know, almost has the opposite effect. You're trying so hard. You're trying to, you know, force a save and yourself into playing well, when in reality, it's such a mental, mind game within yourself, that the ability to just kind of, you know, have the realization that you have to slow down your mind and you have to let the game come to you. You can't go be overly aggressive I find when you do that, you're guessing a little bit more, and you're taking your eyes and your vision becomes a little more like tunnel vision. You don't have the anticipation, and you don't see plays develop as much because you're so anxious to go out there and make a save. And for what, you know, Juice is one of those guys. You know, he had a tough start, and this is, you know, he's had slow starts before, but, you know, uncharacteristically, he's had some really tough starts to the games and the season. So he's one of those guys, though. He works so hard. He's so prepared. So I think he took a step back, I think, mentally, and it helped Lankinen play a couple of those games, you know, at the end of the road trip, which helped Juice just kind of, you know, decompress and just kind of settle back down and look at it from an outside lens instead of being the guy that's starting every game. You're just going out there and trying to fight through it. And, you know, it just seems like the game slowed down for him. You know, you could tell he was ready to go against the Rangers, and he just looked sharp. His eyes were connected. And, you know, when his eyes are connected to plays, he just gets to the spot so quickly. He's so efficient. And every puck that was in his body or in his glove, you saw his head and his eyes fall right down to wherever that shot was. So, you know, that's just all mental for him and for any goalie that's going through that.
Chris Mason is with us. Why do you think things have clicked so easily for Nino Niederreiter with this team?
I just think he would click and fit with any team. I really do. I think he's one of those players that you know what you're going to get every single night. It's not like you have to light a fire under him and try to get more. Obviously, there's going to be games and stretches where he plays better and he's more effective. That's just sports that way. That's the way it goes. But in terms of effort-wise, his physicality, the way that he's going to get in on the forecheck and do everything he can to make an impact in that regard, you're going to get that every game. And I think, you know, he's obviously him and Johansson. I think they've got something going right now. They've obviously had the history of Junior, but, you know, now I like that line with Duchesne and the response. They finally tried a million different guys, it seemed, so far. And now finally they gave that line, you know, a top six guy to play with. So I feel that Niederreiter's that bull in the china shop. He's going to go and he's going to battle in front of that. He's going to grind away. He's going to get you the greasy ones. That last game, that last goal, though, that was a skill play there to be able to get the backhand up like that. But I just think he's one of those guys that could fit in anywhere. And right now, that was especially the way that they responded to kind of being moved down the depth chart. I think John Hines kind of fired some shots there, saying, "Hey guys, this is a wake up call." And I know, as a star, guys like that, when they see that, they got they got an ego and they got things to prove. So that kind of ruffled some feathers, and you want to see how they're going to respond to that. And the game last night, I think they responded well with their best game of the season.
Mace, looking back on that road trip, we know one of the things that they really struggled with as a team was giving up those goals in bunches. One goal would lead to another, and another. The next thing you know, you've given up three in about 4 minutes. What they've avoided, in my mind, the last couple of games, it's not like they haven't given up any chances, but they've put UC Soros in position to win the game for them because they haven't given up the breakaways or those big turnovers right in front of the net where you can't recover on defense and even try to make it work there. So I think that's a good building block to try to work off of.
I absolutely think so. I mean, they just won two games in a row, and they only scored two goals in each game. So they gave up one. And I think if you're sitting inside that locker room, you're like, guys, if we defend and we give our goaltender a chance to, as you mentioned, to steal games, but limit the high danger, the breakaways, the two-on-ones, the egregious turnovers in your own zone that are coming right back in the front of the net and everybody's out of position. If you limit those, you have one of the best goaltenders in the league. He's going to, we all knew, he was struggling or whatever. It's just a matter of time before he got back on track. Well, looks like he's back on track. So, that team is built on a team that is hard to play against. And that doesn't mean you're going to go out there and, you're going to score 7 or 8 goals. It means a team that's not going to give you any scoring chances. They're not going to let you get to the net. They're not going to, have a turnover in the neutral zone and it's coming back the other way as a breakaway. You're not going to get those freebies. And, on that road trip and prior to these last two games, they were doing that. They were giving up those free chances, and you saw what happened. Win one, lose two, win one. It's just not a recipe for consistent success. So I think these last two games is maybe, every year you have to figure it out. You get a couple new guys. Yeah, you have a lot of the same core guys, but you still have to, find your way and get, McDonough settled in. He was awesome last night. I think he might have led the team in ice time. He did after two periods, but, he didn't notice him, but defensively he was awesome. I thought Fabro was really strong, and, collectively the forwards are chipping in defensively too, which allows a defenseman, I think, to have a lot more success because they can be more aggressive and getting stops in the defensive zone, closing their gap in the neutral zone. So I think this team, they know how they have to play. And, you have guys like Forsberg and Duchesne who had career years last year. I think at the beginning of the year you come in, you're like, well, I'm going to score 40 again this year. I'm just going to go out there and do my thing. It just doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. You have to do it all over again. You have to establish yourself, and you have to work for those 30 every single game. And not just those guys, but I think everybody just, it just seemed like they thought the success was going to be a little easier. But I think they've kind of figured out they got to work for whatever they get.
And I think they also know that there's a whole nother level to their game. But the other thing that I'm seeing as a building block as they try to get to their top level is the toughness, the emotion, the way that they can hit and impose their will on the other team that way has come through in these last couple games. And it'll be put to the test tomorrow. When you play the Islanders, you've got to bring it in that area too.
Yeah, I think so. And, it's not just going out there and fighting. You can't do that anymore. You're going to play Colorado. No one's going to fight you. It just looks stupid when you end up trying to do that. It's the physicality part, as you mentioned. Like, get on the forecheck, get on the body, do it at the right times. If there's a scrum in front of the net, you don't need to go in there and sucker punch somebody, but you have five guys in there, you grab a guy. You make it an intimidating place to come into those areas. And every part of the game, you can do a lot with words. Because you've earned that reputation, so you don't necessarily, always need to punch somebody in the face or take that approach to it. You can just get in there and, like look at Parson. He gets in there and goes after Rossi after he hits Juice, and it was just a good sign. And when you have a tough team and everybody else is playing like that, it makes everybody else stronger. So they're definitely gonna have a really tough matchup against the Islanders, but. No, they're figuring out and they're settling into their identity, what we talked about at nauseam last year, but that's what makes them successful, and that's another element to being hard to play against.
Tell us about Lane Lambert, just his personality. He's kind of the behind-the-scenes guys when he was here.
He has great hair.
Well, we know that. I mean, that was the thing that you could see every night. And, of course, he did they used to call it the Lambert flow, right? He'd come on in the in-game interview, and everybody would start tweeting about the Lambert flow. It would start trending on Twitter. But he's now at the helm. The Islanders are playing well. They've won 8 out of the last 10. They're 11-6 overall. But what is his demeanor like?
He is awesome. You know what? He is so passionate about the game, and he just loves hockey. And he's a fiery guy too. He demands a lot. Expects, you know, the work ethic side of things. Obviously, the defensive areas like Barry Trotz instilled. But he's a great guy, and you know, it's different seeing a guy as an assistant to when they're a head coach, because I think as an assistant, you can kind of, you know, you're there to kind of balance out the head coach coming down hard on you, so you can be a little more accessible and relatable, and not non-threatening, but just a little less intimidating, maybe. But he's a guy that details in the game and just a real student of the game, but he also expects that fiery effort from everybody. So up there, like I was kind of jealous and envious of that, and every time I'm sure maybe he'll go. You guys know what I'm saying.
He is Chris Mason, color analyst.
There will be no Lambert flow in the TV booth tomorrow.
No,
we can just tell you that.
No. Hero, the opposite.
I mean, Skillsy's got pretty good hair when he you know, clocks in, but he's on the desk.
I got to give Skillsy
credit. Lindsay has great hair.
Yes, and I got to give Skillsy full credit. The mustache for the Movember is really coming in full throttle now.
That was good.
Took him a few days.
It's solid now. He is Chris Mason, a part of Bally Sports. You'll hear him tomorrow night, and we'll see you tomorrow night at Bridgestone Arena. Mace, thanks for the time.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Chris Mason, presented by Coleman Tractor, Tennessee's largest Kubota dealer. The Preds get it done last night.